What's it all for?
Various artists.
Audrey Goggin is a London-born Tamaki-based artist whose primarily oil painting practice uses primary source research as an anchor for her exploration of identity and belonging in relation to her mixed heritage and immigrant background. Her current exhibition at Window Gallery, Ma Sheng Fung Ho, presents a beautiful large painting piece by Goggin on unstretched canvas. Using a photograph of her great aunt as a young child sitting on her family's white horse as a starting point, the work sees the artist approaching the year of the horse through an exploration of her mixed Chinese Pākehā heritage through the Chinese zodiac and its significance in Chinese culture. With her great aunt being born in a horse year and herself a monkey year, the artist was reminded of the Chinese idiom Ma Sheng Fung Ho, which literally translates to monkey sitting upon a horse, but can also take the inferred meaning of a quick advancement or rise in status. Connecting herself to the original image through this idiom, Goggin's younger self takes the place of her great aunt's position, now a monkey sitting upon a horse, in hopes of a prosperous year ahead of passion, ambition, and a rapid change of with her whakapapa supporting her as she seeks to better understand her equivocal identity. I caught up with Audrey about the show.
Kia ora, my name's Audrey. I'm currently in my final year of my BFA at Elam School of Fine Arts at the University of Auckland. I was born in London, but I'm currently based in Tamaki Makaurau, and my practice is primarily based in oil paint, although the last year I've been working a bit in ceramics as well, but yeah, primarily painting, and most of my practice kind of explores themes of identity and belonging, because I grew up moving cities and countries every couple years. In Aotearoa, there's such a great importance with a geographical location to kind of determine a sense of belonging. And I, due to my upbringing, kind of moving around lots, I don't have that type of specific location. And I'm also a quarter Chinese and the rest a mix of kind of British, Irish, Welsh. So kind of immigrant background and mixed cultural lens, I find identity really interesting because I don't have a super clear idea of my own.
Your current exhibition at Window Gallery sees you using the Chinese zodiac as a starting point to explore your mixed Chinese Pākehā heritage and these ideas of what the crossing of cultures mean in mixed identities and histories and how they can create space for unexpected intergenerational relationships and tensions. I guess to begin with speaking about the work, and I guess you kind of touched on it a bit there, but would you be able to elaborate a little bit more, I guess, on your interest in these concepts of mixed identity and the crossing of cultures generally? Is identity quite a driving force in your overall practice?
Yes, I'm really interested in identity because I find my own identity to be quite equivocal. I can't really pin it down to one certain thing, and it feels like it changes every place that I live in. This work is actually the first work I've so directly referenced my Chinese culture, which I'm quite excited by. The work Ma Sheng Fung Ho, and any Cantonese speakers forgive my terrible pronunciation, but yeah, it's kind of based on zodiac. Over this past summer, I was lucky enough to be granted a University of Auckland summer research scholarship, and even luckier to be under the supervision of Fiona Jack for that. And in that project, I was researching the New Zealand painter Rona Hazzard, who was around in the early 1900s and also happens to be my great-great-aunt, and was researching her and her letters and creating a body of work out of that. And in a conversation with Fiona over the summer, we were kind of looking at my methodologies, both research and practice-wise, being more critical of why I'm actually finding an interest in researching my ancestors and how I'm approaching that research. And I came to realize that I put quite a Chinese cultural lens onto looking into my family, like in terms of family values. My mind works in a more Chinese framework, even though I'm looking back to my Pākehā ancestors. So that suddenly made me see my own work and research a bit differently, and how that cultural influence comes into play in my work without me even realizing. And then I came across a photo of my great aunt on her family's white horse called Snowy. And that was probably a month before Year of the Horse started this year. And it felt felt like fate in a way. And I couldn't get this picture of this horse and this young girl, my great aunt, sitting on top of it out of my head. And I thought, okay, I need to paint this. So I kind of through more research also realized that my great aunt was also a horse. She was born in the Year of the Metal Horse. That was her zodiac. So doing more digging, more research into Chinese zodiacs, I found an idiom, a Chinese idiom, Ma Seng Feng Hao, which is both the title of the exhibition and the title of the painting. And it kind of idiomatically means a quick advancement career-wise or a quick rise in status. But literally, due to kind of similarity in sounds for different words in Chinese, it literally translates to monkey sitting upon horse. And my zodiac is a monkey. So it kind of everything fell into place quite quickly with this work. And yeah, so then there's me at my great aunt's age when that photo was taken sitting upon a horse, which she's still represented within.
Beautiful. I want to kind of come back to, I guess, that research process. I understand that you have quite a primary source-led process, but do you tend to look inward to your family's memories and archives often in that as well?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the imagery I take when I'm painting has come initially from old photos I found or letters through that are in archives in different places, kind of building up layers of, in other works I sometimes use text, or they often kind of become a starting point for me to further develop ideas from.
You spoke a bit about it before, but I guess like the work, while taking its starting point from a photograph of your great aunt, it takes this almost autobiographical quality in connecting the two of you. Does it feel autobiographical to you then? Would you like to, I guess, speak a little bit more to, I guess, the insertion of the self in the work and how you see yourself in it?
Yeah, definitely. Putting myself in and my face that's in the painting of me when I was younger is the most detailed part of the work, so it is quite identifiable. It's kind of, in a way, turned into a kind of like self-portrait through a kind of ethno-familial historical lens. But Chinese zodiac itself is such a big part of Chinese culture, and it kind of is used as a way to examine someone's personality or characteristics or to plan major life events. But also it serves as a connection between past, present and future generations, which I'm quite interested in, because it kind of lets you get to know that person who may have been a certain annual year, or get to know how they might have been, and just, yeah, provides that nice intergenerational link. So putting myself within that context that links two different generations, and with the idiom literally translating to monkey upon horse, and myself being a monkey and sitting on a horse in this photo, which is also one that my great aunt sat on. Also, my Pākehā ancestors, the one who was sitting on the horse in the original photo, their family lived in Bombay Hills, just outside Auckland, in the early 20th century. So they most likely would have not even known what the Chinese zodiac was, which I find interesting, then projecting these kind of ideas and this framework onto them. And I don't know, I feel a certain hesitation if I were to have just painted her sitting on this horse with all of this cultural thinking behind it, whereas when putting myself into it, because I'm a mix of both that Pākehā side of the family and my Chinese family, I feel like I create a kind of intermediary within the painting to kind of allow the merging and the tension of these different ideas. the work also kind of questions what does it mean to project a different cultural lens onto another part of one's family, and how we may have and currently do live in Aotearoa, but we would have lived very, very different lives because I'm not fully white and they were, and because of the time. So kind of putting myself, being part of each of them, makes me feel more able to ask those kind of questions.
I'd love to hear a bit more about your process. The form in which the paint has taken shape in the work is this kind of beautiful trickling down the canvas, which feels like this connecting quality between the focus of the subjects themselves and the background's more abstract nature. Are you able to walk me through your process in making the work itself, and I guess that relationship with paint and practice?
This is the first time I've worked at this scale, so it was very exciting, quite fun, and also the first time I've worked with water-soluble oils, which was a very different experience, and kind of it's thanks to that that I got so many of the kind of drippy, washy sections in the background. And I kind of put down base layers of colours and slowly build up main outlines of forms, and then just keep layering different sections and different colours until I'm happy with it. And the work is also on unstretched canvas, which is different from what I usually do as well. And it's hung by 8 grommets, so little like metal holes at the top. And they're kind of a brassy gold colour, which is has significance in Chinese culture as well. And along with the number 8 being significant and kind of prosperous, relates back to the idiom, kind of having a hopeful idea of the future and a quick rise in status.
I guess just to wrap up our conversation today, I thought it might be nice to maybe reflect on what the Year of the Horse means to you personally, and with that, whether there's any hopes you have for viewers taking a bit of that meaning with them from seeing the show.
The Year of the Horse kind of brings with it periods of passion and ambition and rapid change, kind of in relation to the horse qualities of like speed and strength. And this year has definitely so far felt like all of those to me. It's my final year of undergrad, and I've been quite lucky with the shows that I've been able to be in so far and shows I've got upcoming in the rest of the year, with grad show in November at ELAM. And yeah, it feels like a quite exciting year for everyone around me, it seems so far. And also kind of the power and courage that is associated with Year of the Horse also feels fitting for this work. It's quite a colonial image, really, even though it's a young girl, but she's sitting quite proudly up on a white horse, kind of questioning the underpinnings of how we are living in a society that somewhat starting to get into decolonizing certain aspects, but still very present. So, yeah, kind of approaching these ideas of what mixed cultural identities can mean and histories all mean today, having the power and courage from that Year of the Horse feels fitting.
That was artist Audrey Goggin speaking to me about her solo exhibition at Window Gallery Ma Shong Fung Ho, which is on until the 24th of June, so go check it out.